You're listening to SBS News.
As dawn breaks on Anzac Day, the familiar sound of the bugle call brings together Australians and New Zealanders across the country and the world to commemorate those lost to armed conflict. It was 107 years ago today that Australian and New Zealand soldiers landed on Turkey's Gallipoli Peninsula during World War I. The Anzacs were defeated 8 months later after suffering great hardships and mass casualties. For some states, this year's dawn services were the first public commemorations in 3 years because of COVID-19. Today is also the first Anzac Day since Australian forces withdrew from Afghanistan. The Australian Navy's Principal Chaplain, Andrew Lewis, led the dawn service in the nation's capital of Canberra. He says Australians have plenty to be thankful for on this special day.
We give thanks today for the peace and security we enjoy in this land. We give thanks for those who have served this nation of ours. We say thank you to the families who allow their children, their loved ones, their mums and dads to leave them to serve this great land of ours. We remember those who in time of war and conflict faithfully served their country. We pray for those whose loved ones have paid the ultimate price in serving Australia. Those who laid down their lives to give us the freedom we have today.
This year also marks the 80th anniversaries of pivotal events for Australia during World War II, including the bombing of Darwin, the fall of Singapore, and the Kokoda Track campaign against Japanese forces in Papua New Guinea. Politics has been put aside for the day and federal election campaigning put on hold, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Marles attending a dawn service in Darwin. Anthony Albanese is currently isolating at home with COVID-19. Mr. Morrison says there are parallels between what Australia has done in the past and what Ukrainians are doing in the present.
A love of home, family, community and country. A willingness to live for all of these things, but if necessary, to sacrifice for something far greater than ourselves. This morning, far away from here, the people of Ukraine are doing exactly that. And on this particular day, as we honour those who fought for our liberty and freedom, we stand with the people of Ukraine who do the same thing at this very moment.
The National Dawn Service in Canberra began with a moment of quiet reflection, followed by the sound of a didgeridoo played by Warrumi man leading aircraftman Taryn Roach. The rain couldn't keep Sydneysiders away as crowds gathered for the service at the cenotaph at Martin Place. Major General Pearce paid tribute to the remarkable contributions from all Australians.
These campaigns, like all Australians have been committed to, are part of our national identity. They are filled with stories of ordinary Australians who pulled together despite adversity to support their mates and put their lives on the line to defend our national interests and secure a brighter future, free from intimidation from hostile forces. On Anzac Day, we give thanks to all veterans for their service, their sacrifice, and their resilient spirit.
The services were followed by marches of veterans and other commemorative activities. Overseas, commemorations will take place in France, Turkey, Thailand, Malaysia, and Papua New Guinea. Tina Quinn, SBS News.